On Second Thought, I'm Virginia Prescott, live today from Georgia Public Broadcasting Savannah Bureau. We're in town for the Savannah Book Festival, and we're going to hear from some of the featured authors shortly. But even on the road, we're checking in with GPB politics reporter Stephen Fowler. He's on the line from our Atlanta HQ. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Virginia.
So let's jump into the week. The biggest news, Governor Brian Kemp announced the Patients First Act that would give him authorization to pursue waivers for Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. So here he is speaking to reporters Wednesday afternoon.
We have a lot of issues in healthcare. We need more providers in rural Georgia. We need people to innovate and figure out ways to expand areas of service when you have counties that have no doctor at all.
So the governor's office says that this is its biggest priority other than passing the budget. What does it mean for healthcare in Georgia?
So, Virginia, the waiver process is to exempt some part of Georgia's health plan from the Medicaid and Affordable Care Act system. And what this means is it could help five people, could help 500,000 people, and it really depends on what is decided. They're bringing in these consultants to come in and look at Georgia's demographics and look at Georgia's health systems and figure out what ways they can go around and supplement these two plans to be able to expand health care for Georgians. Some of the areas it could address are people with mental health needs, substance abuse needs, maternal and infant mortality rates. Basically, it's a build-your-own plan for certain geographic and demographic groups.
So what time frame are we looking at to see any sort of change of that scale?
Well, if the Patients First Act passes, then the state will hire consultants. There'll be $1 million from the state and a matching $1 million from the federal government. And they're going to gather a metric ton of data about the state. And it'll take about 12 to 18 months because Governor Kemp would have to submit these waivers to the federal government by the end of next fiscal year. So that's June 2020.
Democrats are also making health care a priority this season, but taking a different tack. House Minority Leader Bob Trammell spoke last week on the floor about his proposal for Medicaid expansion. Let's hear from that.
And when we do the general appropriations for that, we need to look at covering these Georgians who are referenced in this fiscal note. And their only voice today will be the time that we give them looking at this fiscal note and the time in this well talking about their need and how we need to spend to address that need.
What does he mean by fiscal note, Stephen?
So the fiscal note is kind of this, they asked the budget office to figure out how much revenue a bill would bring in or how much something would cost to enact the bill. And the fiscal note for Medicaid expansion says it would cost about $150 million next fiscal year, starting in July, to insure more than 500,000 Georgians. But there's an asterisk to that bill that we'll get to in a little bit.
How would the Democrats' plan stack up against Governor Kemp's proposed plan?
Well, you know, so the governor's office is really light on specific details about what they want this to do because they want to give the consultants wide latitude. They say everything's on the table except for full Medicaid expansion. And the governor's office said it's a broken system that needs streamlining and fixing. We heard from Republican Senator Kay Kirkpatrick. She says the asterisk to that Medicaid expansion plan is that making sure everyone has a Medicaid card is all well and good. But she says if there's no doctor to take that insurance in rural areas and parts of the state, then having insurance doesn't really do anyone any good.
So Governor Kemp's plan is aiming at that in particular?
Well, it's going to do a little bit. They want more Georgians to have more insurance that's more affordable and more accessible, but the governor's plan is to kind of fix the system before, you know, opening the gates for everyone.
So let's turn now to work that has been done already. The first bill has been sent to the governor. We talked a little bit about it last week, but can you give us a quick update on the school bus safety bill?
Well, Virginia, as of about 15 minutes ago, Governor Kemp signed that school bus safety bill. The lawmakers were really all over this. It undid a bill that they passed last year regarding when you can pass a stop school bus. Basically, don't pass a school bus with a stop arm out unless you're on the other side of a divided highway with some sort of barrier or grass in the middle.
So last week, the House passed what is known as the little budget. That amends the budget for this fiscal year through June 30th. What kind of changes does the governor want to add, and how is the House responding?
So what we'll see in this budget is the school safety grant, $69 million for schools to have safety things, mental health counselor money to get to schools quicker, and they found some adjusted savings based on start dates for jobs that are started later than they had budgeted for. And the House managed to find $10 million $1 million in more Hurricane Michael relief for loans for these farmers that are still trying to recover. And that's important because the federal government took some of the hurricane relief money out of their spending plan that just passed. So it passed overwhelmingly in the House. There were 8 no votes, including that guy that votes no on pretty much everything,
which you told us about last week. So finally, Georgia's attorney general issued 2 criminal citations to former Atlanta mayor Kasim Reed's press secretary. What does that mean, and what does it mean for government transparency?
So this is the first criminal citation under the Georgia Open Records Act. And the former press secretary of Atlanta, Jenna Garland, sent text to another official saying that they needed to delay and obfuscate and block these open records requests from WSB, a TV station here in Atlanta, on a story they were doing about water bills. Now, it's a misdemeanor charge. And at the bottom of the press release, you know, it says innocent until proven guilty, et cetera. But it sends a big message about the government trying to make it harder for people to get records. So if you're going to make it harder to get records, which is illegal, you know, I would recommend not doing it in a way that's also subject to open records requests.
Note from GPB Stephen Fowler. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can find Stephen most days at the State House in Atlanta covering the Capitol.